So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Chof Aleph continues. B'Yom Tov Chamisha, B'Yom Kippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva. On Yom Tov, 5 people read from the Torah, on Yom Kippur 6, and on Shabbos 7. Ein Poichsen Mehen, Avo Mesifin Aleyen. We do not call up less than this number, but we can call up more. U'Maftirin B'Navi, and we also read from the Navi. The Gemara cites a Braisa in which there are different opinions regarding two issues. One, regarding that which the Mishnah says, Avo Mesifin Aleyen, we may add to the amount of Olim. The Braisa says, Ein Poichsen Mehen, Ve'ein Mesifin Aleyen, Divir Rebbe Yishmol. We do not add to the number of Olim. Two, regarding that which the Mishnah says, B'Yom Tov Chamisha, B'Yom Kippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, the Braisa says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, B'Yom Tov Chamisha, B'Yom Kippurim Shiva, B'Shabbos Shisha. On Yom Kippur there are 7 Olim, and on Shabbos there are 6. The Gemara then offers 2 explanations of Hani Shloisha, Chamisha, B'Shiva Keneged Mi, what the 3, 5, and 7 Olim correspond to. 1. Keneged Berchus Kehanim. The 3 psukim in Berchus Kehanim, which have 3, 5, and 7 words. 2. Keneged Shloisha Shomrei Hasaf. Chamisha Meroye Pnei HaMelech. Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. The 3 guards, 5 ministers, and 7 ministers who attended to the king, as mentioned in the Megillah. The Gemara adds, Shisha Derma Kippurim Keneged Shisha She'omdu Miminoi Shel Ezra V'Shisha Mismoiloi. The 6 Olim of Yom Kippur parallel the 6 who stood to the right and left of Ezra when he read from the Torah. The Gemara cites a Braisa, HaKoyel Olim L'minyan Shiva, V'afilu Katan V'afilu Isha. Even a minor or a woman can be counted for the 7 Olim. However, Amru Chachamim, Isha Lo Sikra B'Torah M'Pnei Kavod Tzibur. It's not respectful to the Tzibur for them to need to call a woman to read from the Torah. The Gemara then discusses Maftir. The person who reads from the Navi would first read from the Torah, and cites a machlokes. Some say Oil Minyan Shiva, he can be counted among the 7 Oilim at the Torah, because the Hakari, he reads from the Torah. However, others say Einoi Oile, cannot be counted among the 7 Oilim, because Amafter B'Navi Tzarech She'ikra B'Torah Tchila B'Pnei Kavod Torah. His main purpose is to read from the Navi, and he only reads from the Torah out of respect for the Torah. For if he read only Navi, we would appear to be giving equal status to Torah and Navi. The Gemara goes on to cite a Braisa which discusses halachas of Daf Torah. Lo yifchais me'esrim ve'echad psukim keneged shiva shekaru b'Torah. He should read a minimum of 21 psukim of Navi, corresponding to the 3 psukim required of the 7 oilim, for a total of 21 psukim of Torah. However, the Gemara cites 2 exceptions to this rule. 1. Salak inyana, one can stop when a topic concludes. 2. Or Makam Shiyesh Turgamon, if there's someone translating the Navi. In these 2 cases, he can read less. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak concludes, HaPoseach V'Achosim B'Torah Mevarech L'Fanah U'L'Achareha. The first and last one to read from the Torah recite a bracha before and after reading. The Mishnah now lists those tefillahs and mitzvahs that require a minyan and are not done without having a minyan present. Zok the Mishnah. Ein person al Shema. Dividing the Shema when a group comes late to shul. Ve'ein oivrin l'fnei hateva, davening chazar sashatz. Ve'ein noisen es kapehen, which refers to Berchus Kehanim. Ve'ein koyen b'Torah, ve'ein maftirin b'Navi. Reading from the Torah or the Navi, ve'ein oisen maimud u'moshiv. 7 times they would pause during a levaya to eulogize the nifter. Ve'ein oimrin Berchus Avelim. The brachas made by a ovel on the street during the first meal after the kvura. Tanchumei Avelim, consoling the Avel in rows when returning from the Kfura. Uberchus Chasanim, the Sheva Brachas, Ve'ein Mezamim B'Shem, regarding Berchus Hamazim with the Zimun using Hashem's name, all of the above are not done Paches Me'asara. These can only be performed in the presence of 10 men. The Gemara explains that we derive this from the Pasuk, V'nektashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, and we expound, Kol Dover She'Bektusha Lo Yehei Paches Me'asara. All matters of sanctity require 10 men. Because Asya Toich Toich, we expound the Gzeir Shavah from the Pasuk, Hibadlu mi Toicha Eda. And an Eda consists of 10 men, as the Pasuk says, Ad Masai lo Eda Haro HaZois, which refers to the 10 Meraglim. The Mishnah concludes, Ubekar Kois, Tisha Vekoyin, Vaadam Kayotze Bohen. The appraisal of land of Hektish, or of a person, such as when one says Demei Olai, pledging his own value to Hektish requires 10 people, including one Kayin. This too is derived from the Pesukim.